You are listening to Power Up Your Team podcast with host Martina Kuhlmeier, helping women small business owners like you build a resilient team so you can scale up and win in the marketplace. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 9 of Power Up Your Team podcast. Today we talk about celebrating wins and setbacks. The show notes can be found online at powerupyourteam.com/9. You're probably focused on your business and barely take a moment to catch a breath once a big milestone is achieved. Once a goal is accomplished, you are setting your eyes on the next one. That's what I used to do. I was laser focused on execution and results. And I was blessed to have leadership teams who always reminded me of a critical responsibility to celebrate. You may ask, why would I celebrate a setback? The truth is, there are golden nuggets in everything that happens in your business, good or bad. And more importantly, you can leverage any setback strategically to drive the long-term success of your business. So here are 4 reasons why celebrating wins and misses with your team are so important. First, it creates excitement. People spend a significant amount of their time working in your business, and you expect them to contribute to your success. Make their experience enjoyable by acknowledging their efforts. Get your team together to celebrate a big contract you just won. Reflect with your team on what made this deal come together. Maybe it's a great collaboration between sales and operations, or a key insight into the competitive landscape from your business partner. And pull your team together to celebrate that new account you didn't win, but everyone worked so hard on. Reflect on what caused the loss. What can you learn from it? Maybe your pricing was too high, or you were lacking a key capability that you now realize you need to implement. Both results from your success and learnings from your setback are worth celebrating. Second, celebrating wins and setbacks provides psychological safety. You signal that it's okay to make a mistake and that it's not okay to sweep problems under the rug. You create an environment where your team is encouraged and not afraid of raising issues. They are motivated to contribute their experience and creativity to change things for the better. Earlier in my career, a couple of weeks after I had stepped into a new leadership role, I found hundreds and hundreds of returned mail envelopes in our file cabinets. Well, there I was. I had found one reason why our customers weren't paying invoices on time. Wow, I thought. If that's the culture I inherited, what other problems might be hiding out there? Now, we fixed that particular issue and put a formal continuous improvement program in place. And we celebrated all issues that were raised, new ideas, and improvements that were made with equal enthusiasm. Over time, we re-engineered all our processes, improved team morale, and significantly improved customer satisfaction. So, what forums and mechanisms do you have in place so that your team can share and act on their ideas? Third, celebrating wins and setbacks allows your team to learn and grow, especially if you involve everyone in reflecting why things did or didn't work out as planned. Maybe you lost a deal because you missed the deadline to submit your proposal. Out of that experience may come ideas for standard template or standard components so that next time around the proposal can be put together so much faster. Reframing setbacks as learning opportunities will eventually create organizational knowledge and experience that can develop into a strategic advantage in the marketplace. Albert Einstein once said, "Failure is success in progress." And I totally believe in that. So if you want to have a resilient team, you have to build in room for failure. And finally, celebrating wins and setbacks fosters unity. It sends a signal that the whole team is co-creating the business success. And that's often not achieved with individual recognition, which is designed to highlight the contribution of one employee. As you acknowledge your team, focus on evaluating team collaboration and how well your systems and processes are working. Employ a mindset that everyone comes to work with the best intentions. There is no point in casting blame on a single person or group. After all, everyone is working in the business system that you created. So in summary, integrate frequent celebrations into the common course of business by highlighting wins and setbacks and reflecting on why they occurred. Celebrate often so people still remember what led to the success or failure. Leverage the team calls or morning meetings we discussed in episode 4. Engage your team in turning setbacks into future opportunities and develop the organizational knowledge that will create a competitive advantage. Thank you for listening to Power Up Your Team podcast. Leave a review about this episode and share it with other women business owners. Show notes can be found online at powerupyourteam.com.